Good afternoon. This is a meeting of the Board of License Commissioners. We are at 831 Mass Ave at the Carmelia and Vicente Conference Room. It is Wednesday, December 18th, approximately 3 p.m. Before you are the commissioners, Brandville, Mahoney, and myself, Murati Ferrer. Before we start, if you could please put your cell phones on vibrate or silence them, that would be great. That door has to remain clear. When you're going to come for a hearing, please step up and take its chair. If you are not speaking on a hearing, please take the conversation outside as we cannot hear and it's difficult to record. You're being audio recorded by the board and you're being privately recorded, I believe. Video as well, not sure. And with that said, we will start with a rehearing from November 19, 2019 of BL 27 Brattle MA LLC, DBA Bluestone Lane, 27 Brattle Street, holder of a common victual license 512811, not yet issued, which is applied to add all alcoholic beverages.
Good afternoon, Commissioners.
If you could please state your name and spell your last name for the record.
Good afternoon. I'm Attorney David Rubin, R-U-B-I-N, attorney for Bluestone.
And for the record, this is being reheard because the abutters were not properly notified. We have now received notification of the abutters. If my fellow commissioners are so inclined, I would like to make a motion to incorporate by reference and make a part of hereof of the November 1919 testimony and the findings of that.
Concur.
Okay, anyone in here in favor of this application? In support? Anyone in opposition? Okay, so that's it. I would vote to grant and affirm the vote of November 19, 2019.
Concur.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anything else you need from me?
I believe you gave it to my staff.
Right.
Confirmed? Yep. Yes. So at this point, I don't think so. Thank you.
Thank you.
Matter is also a rehearing from July 31st, 2019, and it's the transfer of the common victor all alcohol license held by A.W. Chen Inc., DBA Patty Chen's at 907 Main Street to Sean Casey LLC, DBA 907 Main Street. If you could please state your name.
My name is Patrick Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T.
We had to place this again on the agenda because the ABCC asked us that even though it was advertised for the change in the hotel license and everything, it wasn't really advertised for alteration of premises.
Which I did not check the box for alteration of premises.
Yeah. Yep.
So that is correct.
And with that said, I'd like to make a motion of my fellow commissioners that we incorporate by reference and make a part hereof of the testimony and the findings of July 31st, 2019 on this matter.
Concur.
Okay. Also, Mr. Barrett, once again, one page is missing the checkoff on the alteration of premises. With that said, anyone in favor of this application and support? Yes, please.
Good afternoon, Commission. Michael Monestine, Executive Director, Central Square Business Improvement District, just here to support a new attraction anchor to the district in the hotel. Happy to see it come to fruition.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Anyone in opposition? Okay, with that said, I would vote to affirm the findings and grant again.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you give this to staff? Or
huh?
To give this to staff or is it
true? Acorn New Street LLC at 77 New Street has applied for a garage license for 94 parking spaces and 940 gallons of gasoline in the tanks of vehicles. Good afternoon. Could you please state your names and spell your last names for the record?
Melanie Koo, the last name is COO.
Oh, I was waiting for more, I'm like, thank you.
Phil Terzis, and that's spelled T-E-R-Z-I-S.
Thank you. And just to confirm, these are all paid parking spaces, correct?
Yes.
And you have the flammables material permit I saw?
Yes.
The flammables, though, I saw that it's only for 710.
I spoke with Lieutenant Towski, and he did revise it to 940. I have a copy of that here.
Oh, yeah, I'll take a copy of that, thank you.
Is this the new construction on the left going in from Sozio's?
Yes.
Where J.C. Adams was?
Exactly. That's it.
Other than that, any questions? Okay, anyone in support of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Take vote to grant?
Granted.
Granted, thank you. Yes, I will take those, thank you.
These two. I also noticed that this is a garage license. There's also an open-air parking license. Do we need that as well, or does this cover both open-air?
The parking is within a garage, correct?
Most of it. There are some spaces outside. I didn't know whether they are covered with this.
But it includes the 94.
It's within the 94.
Yes, so it's included, okay. Yes, thank you.
Open-air would be like your traditional parking, outdoor parking lot?
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on to Ono Poke Bar, Inc., DBA Ono Poke Bar at 1923 Mass Ave, for a new common victualer license with proposed hours of 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Sunday, with seating for 12. Rune Chen is proposed manager of record for 900 square feet of lower level retail space, one dining area, one storage, and two exits.
Good afternoon. My name is Mei Hui Hu. I'm the attorney representing Ono Poke Bar. Last name is spelled H-U.
Thank you. And first name?
Mei Hui, M-E-I-H-U-E-I.
Thank you. And with you today?
This is a family business. This is the operator. Your name, please, and state your last name.
Mei Chu Zheng. Mei Chu Zheng, last name Zheng, Z-H-E-N-G.
Thank you. And your name, sir?
My name Hong Qing Cheng, H-O-N-G-Q-I-N-G, last name Cheng, C-H-E-N.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'm H-O-A-G-L-A-N-D, that we sit next to each other, H-O.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, counselor.
Yes, this is a new application for a for a 12-seat restaurant business. My client has spent the last 6 months putting a lot of effort upgrading the seat system. This is in a step-down space of the existing 1923 building. We propose 12 seats, and the building department has approved that. The style of the menu that we're offering is fast food service for sushi.
Sushi on boat.
Type of food.
Yeah, sushi on boat.
Are you gonna have you mean on boat, like you're gonna serve it on a boat, or you're gonna have the
poke?
Oh, okay. Sorry, yeah. Understood. On
I heard boat.
Boat
too, so no. So there's on a boat.
Yeah, just there's no self service.
Okay.
Patron come up to the counter and let the server know exactly what they need, a combination of the plates. They can select from the menu. So it's fast service.
Okay.
But then it's just mainly our dining portion of the business is at least 80%.
Is this the building adjacent to Dunkin' Donuts?
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions? I saw the zoning okayed it as well, and there were no issues with that. Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. I would vote to grant.
Okay.
Granted, thank you.
Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you,
Officer.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Have a nice holiday.
Thank you, you as well.
Thank you.
Moving on, disciplinary Brightview Landscapes, holder of leaf blower permit 15106 for alleged violations of Cambridge Municipal Code on November 25th. They actually filed a waiver of hearing admitting to the violation. Considering that they have been fined before for similar and for this same violation, I would vote violation $300 fine.
Concur.
Moving on to administrative matters. Catherine Hans on behalf of Landscape Collaborative, leaf blower permit 10704, filed a waiver of hearing admitting violations of Cambridge Municipal Code, employees using leaf blowers within 10,000 square feet of another. They have been fined at least once this year for a similar violation. I would vote for a violation of $300 fine.
Concur.
We have Whole Foods submitted a request to change their manager. This is the one at 200 Alewife Parkway under CV license 12173. Change the manager to Michael Sousa. Granted.
Good.
Shax Hayek on behalf of WFG LLC Rapro Falafel Grill at 20 Elliott Street, holder of a common victory license, has notified that they have closed. So I would acknowledge license canceled and file closed. Following are amendments submitted through the renewal application. The first one is from Compass Group USA LLC, DBA Bon Appetit Management. The CV license at 12198 at 29 Belford changed their manager to Carlos Desades. Granted. Juan Carlos Vidal on behalf of Cafe Mami Inc. CV license number 12201. Applied to change your manager to Oscar Guerra. And Aceituna Cafe LLC, DBA Aceituna Cafe. CV license 12163. Applied to change their manager to Pascal Constantine. Granted. Now we have an application number 61643. This is common victualer with entertainment licensee, Falafel Palace LLC, DBA Aleppo Palace, which is under 12412 at 25 Central. They applied to change the corporate name to Aleppo Palace Inc. and to add a beneficial interest holder. I would grant to the change of corporate name an additional beneficial interest holder, cancel license 12412, and consolidate this with the physical file. CRC Operating Company, DBA Cadoba Mexican Eats, holder of CV license 12373 at 1289 Mass Ave, notified us that they have closed. Acknowledged license canceled, file closed. Bailey and Sage LLC, CV license 11528 at 355 Main Street, have also notified that they've closed. Acknowledged license canceled, file closed. Sombrero NE Operations, CV license 12326 at 71 Mount Auburn Street. We did an investigation that they have now closed. Acknowledged license canceled and file closed. The consideration of the renewal, which we deferred from December 4th, BPC of Boston, DBA Boston Burger Company at 610 Main Street, CV All Alcohol License 11610. As you know, he informed us of the situation. Right. We also received a letter explaining everything. I think based on everything that we heard, I would grant the renewal.
Concur.
And we took also under advisement a disciplinary matter on December 4th, 2019, Fresh Pond Auto Sales, Inc. at 307 Fresh Pond Parkway, used car dealer license 12774 for alleged violations of the conditions of the license, operating without a certificate of occupancy, and consideration of the license status pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 1, Sections 57 through 69. Ms. Boyer, I know you're here, Chief Boyer, so if you could please take a seat in case we have any questions.
Very good.
So I know we also received correspondence from, follow-up correspondence from the attorney. They have now submitted or have been issued a COO. ISD issued the COO, and then they submitted an affidavit of code compliance for the 25 vehicles, but we also have a recommendation from
Fire Prevention.
Yeah, Fire Prevention. Lieutenant Mulligan with regard to this. So,
while the engineer, fire protection engineer, retained by the applicant has stated that there is no restriction in the code that would limit the number of vehicles. The fact of the matter is that the license commission issues a license for a set quantity of fuel. The guidelines are 10 gallons of gasoline per vehicle. Mm-hmm. Based on Lieutenant Mulligan's site visit the other day and his research into the matter, I would propose that the license be issued in the amount to store 150 gallons of gasoline, which would be 15 vehicles. While the code consultant states there is nothing in the code that addresses the number of vehicles, the proposed alignment, floor plan of how they tend to store, how they intend to store the vehicles, is very problematic from a fire protection standpoint for a multitude of reasons. They are proposing 25 vehicles. It's a sprinkler system that it's a mercantile use group, yet what they, it appears the building is classed as a mercantile use group, but the amount of fuel storage in that building is, in my opinion, not within the intended parameters of a mercantile use group.
I concur.
So my recommendation would be that a license be issued allowing them to store 150 gallons of gasoline in motor vehicles at 10 gallons of gasoline per motor vehicle, which is what we do for, as we just did a little while ago, for a parking garage.
Okay, I agree. And then I know that Lieutenant Mulligan had also recommended that it would be lined up inside the premises, so I would also include that as a condition on the license. And what was the amount of space that he said?
He recommends 46 inches wide, and they are proposing in some locations only 24 inches between vehicles. 24 inches between vehicles is not enough room for firefighters to be advancing hose lines with protective clothing on and so forth. So,
okay.
This is their proposed storage of vehicles is problematic.
Okay. So I would agree that we issue the license with 15 vehicles maximum inside, that they must delineate where the vehicles can be are going to be located within there.
Yep.
And that there must be at least 46 inch wide spaces between the vehicles.
Between all vehicles, correct.
Okay.
I mean, at one point, they're actually saying bumper to bumper 21 inches.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just not acceptable.
Yeah. Okay. And then with regard, so with that said, and because they have the COO, I think once we implement those conditions, in addition to the conditions we already had on the license,
correct,
we can issue the license and lift the suspension that we had on the license. With regard to the violations, i.e. the non-compliance with ISD's cease and desist letter, with parking the vehicles overnight, with operating or having storage of vehicles inside the premises without approval, and also without a COO, I would issue based on General Law, Chapter 140, Section 68, a $300 fine.
Concur.
I concur.
You sit there, but Chief, thank you for your work, and also Lieutenant Mulligan for his work on the time this took. Thank you. Moving on, Pramila Matthews on behalf of Ramen Restaurant Group LLC, holder of CB license 12285, have applied to change their corporate name to Sebastian's Inc., of which she is the sole owner. Now we have some consideration statements, the statements of reasons. These are between Bartami. This is Broadway Marketplace approved.
Approved.
Then Cambridge Wine and Spirits approved. Continuing, First United Market approved.
Was that all of us?
Nope, that's still word. We're coming up soon. Harvard Wine approved. University Wine Shop approved. And Chowdhury University Market approved. And now this is Mahoney.
Mm-hmm. I think I was confused on that one.
This for James Kelly, Cambridge Landscape.
I think I refused this one.
For Cambridge Landscape? No, we heard this one, just the two of us.
Okay.
The landscape?
Yeah. The this was a waiver. They filed a waiver of hearing. That's just Mahoney in there. Greener Horizon approved. Capizzi and Company approved. Yardworks Landscaping approved.
Arlie's for November 8th.
Yep. And then Eversource. Eversource was November 8th. And December 4th approved, so that's still just the two of us.
Just you and I?
Yep. And then moving on to December 4th matters, also just Mahoney and myself. Cunif Landscape approved. And Casella Waste Services approved. Amrik Pabla on behalf of Libby's Market, package store license 11319. They filed a appeal of the 2-day suspension. They have requested that we stay the appeal pending the outcome at the ABCC. I would deny the contents of the request in the manner in which they were stated, but however, I will grant the stay of service of the suspension pending the resolution of the appeal filed at the ABCC.
Concur.
Concur. We have quite a few to refer.
Yep. Thistle and Shamrock also requested a stay, granted. Save More Spirits requested a stay, granted. Numbers 24 through 28 as listed on the agenda were all filed together by Attorney Rafferty, who has represented, who's representing all of the individuals or the corporations at the ABCC. So it's City Liquors, Cellar Wine and Spirits, Cambridge Spirits, Pemberton Farms, and Inman Square. They all requested stays of suspension. With regard to City Liquors at 620 Cambridge Street, I think this one is now moot at this point. They were in the middle of a transfer when we did the these things, and the transfer has now been approved. So they're not serving the suspension. It's a new corporation with new owners.
Okay.
Attorney Rafferty has already been informed, so I think he'll be withdrawing that one. But with that said, okay, I would grant as to all and deem the 621 as moot at this point.
Okay.
You know what? And that reminds me, with regard, Commissioner Bard, with regard to the one that we approved for First United Market, I would suggest making an amendment to the footnotes of the suspension of the dates of service on that one, because again, that one also has transferred now. It has transferred to First United 271 Inc., which is new owners and new beneficial interest holders. So again, the suspension of the days would be moved at this point.
I concur.
Okay. Application 62282 is a special noise variance filed by Michael Pirello for January 2nd through April 4th. 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday and 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. all days. The MBTA had requested this variance because of passenger traffic at 9 a.m. and after. So with that said, I know I would vote to grant. And
the head house at Kendall?
Huh?
Just Kendall Square T construction, is it?
Yep. Granted with the condition that a Sunday work permit be required. Consideration of renewal applications. We finished all of them. The only things that were pending were with regard to an application that had to be submitted to correct ownership, but there was actually no change in ownership. So with that said, we have approved them all to date, and this would be the renewal certification sent to the ABCC, which I would vote to approve at this time. Now, New Year's Eve, 7:30 Tavern and Kitchen for 2 a.m. alcohol and 2 a.m. entertainment. They requested an 11 p.m. on food. I would give them 2 a.m. until food, but they can close earlier if they want. So granted. Abigail's for 2 a.m. closing for food, alcohol, and entertainment. Granted. Bondier Restaurant, they requested a 1 a.m. for alcohol and entertainment and 11 p.m. for food. They already have a 12:30, but I would grant until 1 a.m. and they posted earlier for everything. Bukowski Tavern asked for 2 a.m. And 1:30 a.m. on food. I would do everything until 2 a.m. and they make post kitchen early.
How many of these are there?
28, I think. Club Recreativo Lusitania, 2 a.m. for everything, granted. Club Desportivo Faivanes, 2 a.m. for everything, granted. Courtyard Boston, Cambridge, 3 a.m. for food, granted. Cucci Cucci, they requested a 4 a.m. alcohol. Obviously, that's denied. And then I would just grant until 2 a.m. and then food also grant until 2 a.m. entertainment and make close the kitchen earlier. Dante, 2 a.m. for everything granted. Dante Alighieri Society granted 2 a.m. for everything. Chisumba, Felita's Taqueria, 2 a.m. for everything. This is denied as moot. The alcohol closing hour was already approved by us in August, so they don't need an extension. And we would reimburse the fee paid on that one. Filarmonica Santo Antonio, 2 a.m. for everything, granted. Flat Top Johnny's, 2 a.m. for everything, granted. Greek American Political Club has requested 2 a.m. alcohol and 3 a.m. food and entertainment granted. Grendel's Den has requested a 2 a.m. for alcohol and 3 a.m. for entertainment. I would extend the food also till 3 a.m. and may close the kitchen earlier. Granted. Improv Boston has requested a 2 a.m. For entertainment only. I would also grant it for food and may close the kitchen earlier. Although, wait. They're a general on-premise. I'm sorry. They wouldn't have a food hour. Jose's Mexican Restaurant, 2 a.m. And I would just also extend food until 2 a.m. and they may close the kitchen earlier. La Fabrica has requested a 3 a.m. on entertainment. I would grant with also the food at 3 a.m. and may close the kitchen earlier. Lamplighter Brewery has requested a 1 a.m. granted. Middle East has requested a 2 a.m. for everything. Granted. Middlesex Lounge has requested a 2 a.m. for alcohol, which is their actual hour, so no extension, and food and entertainment until 3 a.m. granted. Miracle of Science has requested a 3 a.m. for food and entertainment granted, and a 2 a.m. for alcohol granted. Mommy Nommy has requested for a 1 a.m. However, their current closing hour is 10 p.m. and we only allow 2+ hours. So I would deny as applied, but grant 12 a.m. for food, alcohol, and entertainment. Mona Restaurant, 2 a.m. for everything, granted. Oberon has requested for a 2 a.m. for entertainment, granted. Tammy's has requested a 2 a.m. for everything, granted. Parsnip has requested a 2 a.m. for everything, granted. Puritan and Company has requested a 1 a.m. for everything, granted. Shine Square Pub has requested a 2 a.m. for alcohol and entertainment. I would also extend the food until 2 a.m. and make close kitchen earlier. Shy Bird has requested a 1 a.m. for food and entertainment. For alcohol and entertainment, I would also extend the food and make close kitchen earlier. Sulmona Restaurant has requested a 2 a.m. for everything, granted. Sumiao Hunan Kitchen has requested a 1 a.m. for food and entertainment. And also, just the way that it's here, it says that their current closing hour is 10 p.m. Actually, they are allowed to be open until midnight, but entertainment only until 10 p.m. So I would grant the extension for alcohol and food until 1 a.m. May close the kitchen earlier, but only would approve the entertainment until midnight. Summer Shack, 2 a.m. for everything granted. The Sinclair has requested a 2 a.m. for alcohol and entertainment. I would also extend it for food, and they can close earlier. Whitney's, a 2 a.m. for everything granted. Wits End, a 2 a.m. for everything granted. And that one was the last one. We have some consideration of minutes for the meeting of October 23rd, where we were, Bard and I were present. Approved. And then November 8th, where Mahoney and I were present. Approved. The November 19th, where Mahoney and I were present.
And this is just us, you want
just us two. Moving on to one days, application 61124, Bill Manley. We had deferred this one for an event on 1221 on, I don't know how to say that name of that plaza.
The Guglielmo.
Thank you. We have received the permit now, so I would vote to grant.
Okay.
Joseph Foku for an entertainment license at 52 Oxford on February 8th and 9th from 8:30 to 5, granted. Joseph and Megwa on behalf of Piattini for a malt and wine license at 650 Kendall Street on 1219 from 4 to 8, granted. Kimberly Sturgey for a malt and wine with entertainment at Cambridge Masonic Hall on December 19th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., granted. Maria Bastardo, malt and wine with entertainment license for the Cambridge Masonic Hall on 1228 from 4 to 12 for dinner fundraiser with patrons, DJ, live music. I would vote to grant with amended hours of 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. per permission letter, and alcohol must be sold in the alternative. A minimum donation has to be set, and there must be a limited number of drinks associated with the admission price. Otherwise, and thereafter, the alcohol must be sold. The limited number of drinks to be set by the chair or the designee once they provide that to us. Jason Bond for an entertainment for live music on January 19th from 3 to 11. Granted. Moving on to matters that came to our attention today. Considering this is our last meeting of the year. Special noise variance from Thomas Berkeley on behalf of GLXC for a construction noise variance at 1 East Street from January 6th through the 31st between 6 and 10 Monday through Saturdays and 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Saturdays. Granted. Suave Retail Store, Inc., DBA 7-Eleven, for a new common victor license for a convenience store within the convenience store at 600 Technology Square. It's 8 seats and 4 standing. This is an existing 7-Eleven. It's a new franchisee. Granted. Nathan Sisson has applied pursuant to General Law Chapter 138, Section 15F for a farmer winery to sell at a farmer's market located at Cambridge Community Center starting January 4th and continuing through the 18th, February 1st, 15, and 29, and March 14, and April 4. We don't have another meeting prior to January 4th. The gentleman has submitted everything except the certification that it's been an agricultural event. It has in the past, so I don't foresee an issue. So I would grant pending submission of that, since we're not meeting before January 4th. Would that be okay? Marcus Gray, I'm sorry, Grawley, has applied for an entertainment license at 1915 Mass Ave on multiple dates from 6:30 to 10:30 p.m. Granted. Special noise variance from Bill Wilbur to exercise construction variance at 350 Water Street from January 11th through the 12th, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. with alternate dates of January 18th through the 19th. Granted with the condition that Sunday work permits required. The change to existing license, Ramen Restaurant Group LLC, DBA Subai, at 2378 Mass Ave, requested a change of corporate name to Sebastian Inc. Granted. Jason Bond, on behalf of Bondier, applied for an entertainment license on January 19th. I think this might be a duplicate, which we just did.
After Bastardo Masonic Hall.
Mondays.
It's not on that sheet, but I think you did.
Could it be here too? Anyways, I would. would vote to grant. We have a change to existing license, 44 Brookline Management LLC, DBA Holiday Inn, in holder license. They've applied to change their corporate name to HHLP Cambridge Lessee. This is in the middle of renewal, so I would grant pending submission of the corporate papers showing the change in ownership. Okay. They did already submit the new certificate filed with the city clerk's office and everything else. Special noise variance from Benjamin Cox on behalf of SPS New England to exercise the construction variance at 98 Elm Street for one day during December 18th through January 18th. DPW has recommended the denial of this variance. They believe that this work can be done during regular construction hours the week of Christmas, so denied.
I would, if they recommend denial, I would deny it.
Klein and Sanders submitted notification that Senecal Taxi purchased medallion number 2, acknowledged. They also submitted notification that Bandway Trans purchased medallion 57, acknowledged. That Gurkirpa Trans purchased medallion 228, acknowledged. And that G&J Cab Inc. purchased medallion 60, acknowledged. Again, because this is the last meeting of the year, I'd also like to approve the meetings, the minutes of December 4th. If we're ready for those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, approved. Yep.